Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The likelihood of either a strike or a lockout in 21 is almost a virtual certainty.
That's D. Smith, the head of the NFL's Player Association, a regular with the Sports Junkies. Virtual certainty, scary phrasing on him saying we're going to have a work stoppage ahead of the 2021 season when this 10-year agreement expires. The league and the Players Association have never been more at odds than they are right now over this Ezekiel Elliott situation. He went into more detail on the lack of seeming respect the two sides have for one another right now and why we are here and where we're headed. This is via MMQB and SI. This was an interview he did with Albert Breer recently.
Let's look at our history, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the owners do a deal in 2006 and opt out in 2008. Mm-hmm. We do a deal in 2011 with no opt-outs because we liked the benefits under the current deal, and we didn't want to give the owners an opportunity to opt out and take back the gains that we currently have. If there is no renegotiation of the collective bargaining agreement and we reach 2021, there is no uncapped year, right? Mm-hmm. Because last year, the last time we went through it, we found out that the owners lied and cheated about the uncapped year. So why would I do that again? All of the mutual benefits that were supposed to happen as a result of the opt-out didn't happen last time. Owners colluded with each other, and we found out they colluded with each other, and all of the bad things that went to the players happened, and none of the bad things that went to the owners happened. So we have a new deal where if it doesn't get fixed, you head into a certain small A Armageddon.
I think still this is, and I don't want to dismiss this, but I still think this is posturing. It's setting up the fight. In other words, basically saying, if this doesn't change, we're going to do it. They're going to negotiate the same way that we were hand-wringing. We're going, is this deal going to get done in 2011? Yeah, it will, because there's billions at stake. It's going to happen. But I wonder a couple of different things. And this is what occurred to me while he was talking, GP. I want to see what you think. Thing number one, he said basically, I thought, in that last kind of paragraph or last stanza, if things don't change, we're going to have a lockout or a stoppage. Does that mean that they don't like the deal that they signed in 2011?
They can't like the deal they signed in 2011.
Then, like, doesn't that reflect poorly on them?
Yes, but they've taken heat, D. Smith specifically, from players that I've talked to, for the perception that they walked further than the middle to get the deal done last time. And you heard him allude to some of that with, like, the owners had their opt-out. We didn't have an out in our clause. We did what we thought we should have done at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that again. I think they'll play less ball this time around than last time.
And I think they should, by the way.
I agree. I would. But that may mean that we don't get games in September.
Yeah.
Because you're right. I mean, it is better for the players if they want more guaranteed money, as an example, a bigger piece of the pie, if they want to haggle and fight over a couple, 1 or 2 more percent of the overall bottom line. They could do that, but they've got to be willing to miss games, which they weren't last time. And I was glad that they weren't. And as a fan, I don't want to miss games. But they're going to play less ball, in my opinion. The other thing is this Goodell situation, where in the CBA, collectively bargained, he has not done anything in terms of being the judge, a juror, and the executioner. He's not allowed to do already.
Yeah, and that's what each of these court proceedings where it goes outside the NFL, it's reaffirmed that. They go, yeah, your ruling is nonsense, but you guys collectively bargained, and that's what you gave them the right to do.
The Players Association signed off on that. This time around, they're not going to. And I think they're going to play catch a lot less. There's less ball to be played by the PA this time, because I think they made a lot of like good faith type agreements and just said, oh, well, this is fine to get this season started, but let's make sure that we don't end up. And if it's not in the CBA, the league's going to take advantage of it.
A couple things, just quick notes on this. It's much easier to get 32 guys on the same page than it is around 1,700. That's 32 teams times 53 active players. That's not the exact math, but bear with me. The owners can wait. They can take a knee and just wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, because they know that, you know, the multimillionaires, the guys that got, you know, $24 million guaranteed this year, they'll be able to go a few weeks without game checks. But the 43rd guy on the roster that needs, you know, $50,000 for playing special teams, he needs it. So it's much harder to get all those guys to pull in the same direction. If I'm the NFLPA, I'm starting right now. I'm going, if you guys are fortunate enough to still be here in 2021, save. Squirrel away your nuts, man, because this is coming. We cannot give in this time.
But the losers would be the fans, and it would damage the sport. We see it every time there's a work stoppage in any sport. Basketball, I think, this year just got back to the level of popularity that it was before the last work stoppage. Eric in Alexandria, you're up.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love your show.
Thanks, bud.
As always, it's good stuff, good stuff. I think that part of the collective agreement this year, when it comes up, I think would be the franchise tag. Locking a player into a team that he doesn't want to be in on or whatever. Or even Roger Goodell being the only commissioner, I think they should probably have three commissioners to kind of have a divided sense of, instead of one person being judge, jury, and executioner, you have a divided. And it's more than not that it would probably be penalties would go down like this and all like that and things like that. Not only that, but having a clear sense of some of the penalties, knowing exactly what it is you're penalizing a person for and being strict with that person as well as the next person. Those are the things that I would think the collective bargain agreement would be about, those
I
type
appreciate
of things.
It. I think that money is always kind of number one, and the fact that players look around at some of these contracts. Look at our conversation with Kirk Cousins after he decided not to do a deal. They're going to want more guaranteed money however that happens.
Yep.
So I think that's going to be probably issue number one, but 1A is Goodell. 1A is going to be, we want independent arbiters for any time anybody gets in trouble, and we need to rethink and rework how Ezekiel Elliott, Tom Brady, Adrian Peterson, all of those
things go. We need rule of law. We can't just have this one boob who's the investigator and everything else. And the owners know that. And I'm telling you, this is a masterstroke by them. This is 32 billionaires sipping their expensive wine and having their cigars, laughing all the way to the bank because they know that the players hate this so much. They know that they hate it. So that's fine. We'll give you that. What are you going to give us in return?
And the owners generally love it until they're on the wrong end of it.
Like that's true.
Dan
yeah.
Snyder's pro Roger Goodell until the Redskins are getting colluded against and screwed for the cap unloading that they did in the uncapped year.
Right.
Or
Jerry Jones is on your team until
Ezekiel
Elliott. Of
course, until Ezekiel Elliott. And Robert Kraft, Tom Brady. And how many of these situations now? There's like six or seven teams that have been wronged in their mind by Roger Goodell.
You create Frankenstein and sometimes he turns on you.
Yeah, I guess he's got a while longer to keep annoying teams because he's still got the majority on his side at this point. Mike Jones covers the Redskins for the Washington Post. Is there a chance we're going to see the Redskins starters play the majority of the first half tomorrow night? Some rumblings about maybe as much as close to two quarters for the starters. What does Jones think about that? We will ask him next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Danny Ruggiero here for my guys at Ted Britt Ford. I love them. I love them. It's not just lip service. I go to there. I have been to Ted Britt Ford multiple times just to go hang out and get the car serviced and do a number of things, but I've purchased two different cars. Actually, I've leased two different cars. I want to be truthful. I had a legal meeting yesterday, PJ. You have to be honest in the advertisements. I have leased two different cars from Ted Britt Ford. Great deals, terrific, terrific deals on both of them. Let me tell you something, just absolutely outstanding. Here's what you do. Go see my pals at Ted Britt Ford, right? You got an old busted joint that you don't like. Get 125% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. That's for purchasing, right? How about this for purchasing? 0% financing for 1, 2, 3. How about 72 months? That's like, it's a long time, man. On Fusion, Escape, Edge, Explorer, plus $1,000 trade assistance. I love that deal for you out there. Yes, get yourself a brand spanking new Ford. We've got the Edge. We've also got the Fusion in the family. It's parked downstairs right now, charging up. I love it. When you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get Ted Britt for life. New pre-owned vehicles, less than 100,000 miles, you get it. You all get treated the same under the sun. Powertrain, big stuff. They give you the little stuff, too. Like, they'll do Virginia State inspection for you. They can handle it. They'll get it done. They make it easy. Go see them and tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.